Did you know that if it wasn't for one of the deadliest earthquakes in history, Salah ad-Din may never have been able to recapture Jerusalem from the Crusaders? This is a story inspired by the Zakat Foundation of America. You see, in the year 1099, the Crusaders had marched around the Mediterranean Sea through Turkey and were now surrounding Jerusalem and besieging the city. Eventually, they managed to get inside the city walls and they just wiped the place, massacring up to 70,000 Muslim and Jewish civilians. It was a devastating blow to the Muslims, and it didn't help that the Muslim Ummah was divided at the time with no clear leader in place. And it was under these circumstances that one of the most painful events in the history of the Muslims occurred. In 1138, the city of Aleppo was hit with an earthquake and it completely destroyed the area. A 7.1 magnitude earthquake in a heavily populated region. Till this day, it's one of the deadliest earthquakes known in history, killing 230,000 people. The devastation was massive and it left the region's political and social structures in tatters. But it's from these moments of crisis that the Muslims unite and heroes are born. You see, at the time, the city of Aleppo was the capital city of the Zengids, a Muslim sultanate that ruled over much of modern-day Iraq and Syria and who were the main group of Muslims fighting the Crusaders. But the earthquake weakened them significantly. Most people's houses in the region were completely destroyed and their belongings and wealth along with it. The people who survived had to leave their homes and many of them even fled into the desert. The Sultan at the time was in another city, but when he heard what had happened in Aleppo, he began work immediately. Everything in the kingdom was put to a halt. All the armies, all the workers, everyone who was physically capable was sent to Aleppo to rescue those still alive caught under the rubble and to rebuild the city from scratch. Food and aid was redirected to the city and those who survived the earthquakes were given new homes and financial aid to restore their livelihoods. It was a moment of solidarity between the peoples of the region. The Muslims had gathered from hundreds of miles away to help their brothers and sisters in need, and it was because of the Sultan's decisive and compassionate response to the earthquake, he was able to mend much of the infighting in the region and unite the quarreling factions under one flag. The Zengid Sultanate had been rebuilt and they were stronger than ever. But eventually the Crusaders began attacking Egypt from their stronghold in Jerusalem. The Sultan's son, Nur ed-Din Zengi, was now the ruler. And with the newfound strength of the Sultanate, he responded by sending an army across the desert of Arabia, led by a general and his nephew, a young man by the name of Salah ed-Din Al-Ayyubi. Soon enough, the Zengid army defeated the Crusaders in Egypt and took control of the land. And when Nur ed-Din Zengi passed away back home, Salah ad-Din marched with his army back to Syria to take control of the Sultanate there as well. Muslims from Egypt to Syria to Iraq and all those in between had now united and were surrounding the Crusaders. And soon enough, they managed to defeat them in battle and take back Jerusalem. It was a spectacular victory, one of the most important triumphs in the history of the Muslim world. And it came right after one of the most devastating disasters the Muslims had ever faced. And does Allah not say in Surah Baqarah, "We will certainly test you with a touch of fear and famine, and loss of property, life, and crops. Give good news to those who patiently endure." Perhaps if it hadn't been for that devastating earthquake, and the way that the Muslims responded with patience, and was sending aid to their brothers in need, maybe the Crusaders would never have been defeated. Which brings me to the point of this story. I need your help. You see, I actually lived in Turkey for a few years. And when the earthquakes hit Turkey and Syria, I personally knew some people who had been affected and who had their homes, their businesses, and even family members lost. There are entire areas there where the infrastructure has been completely destroyed. No electricity, no running water, and people are still homeless. And because the region is mountainous, some of the areas there still experience freezing weather, and the ground is still being shaken by the aftershocks. I reached out to Zakat Foundation of America, who have people on the ground there, who are supporting our brothers and sisters who have had their lives destroyed by the earthquake. Alhamdulillah, they're an accredited charity with a Better Business Bureau and a 4-star rated charity by Charity Navigator. And 100% of your donations are used for aid. No admins are getting a cent of that money. So while Ramadan is still here, I'm asking you to do the same thing as your ancestors did before you. Get out the link in my bio and give some money to help our brothers in need. Let's unite the Ummah again. Like, fall for more Muslim facts.